Hello, my name is Amy. I'm giving you a call back from Omax Health. How may I help you?
Yes. I was calling to find out what is this. I was charged on April 17th for $38.75, and then again, I was charged on May 17th for $38.75. So I was calling to find out what is this.
Oh, okay. I'll be glad to have a look at that. May I have your first and last name, please?
Monique Bridges.
Thank you. B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay. I don't have an account with your name. Could it possibly be under someone else's name?
No.
So this is Omax Health. Do you receive any dietary supplements, fish oil, anything like that?
No.
Okay. So let's see here. Let's try with your phone number, see if we can find any info.
So somebody used my card and chart. Okay.
Let's see here. Just a sec. Not pulling any info up with your phone number. Can I have your zip code, please?
95660.
Thank you. Okay, so let's look for your name here. I'm not showing any accounts with that name that you've given me under that zip code.
Okay, so like I said, it's been charged twice, and this is what again?
Omax Health. We sell omega, 3 fish oil. We sell the CryoFreeze products, which are topical pain relief CBD products. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay. So I recommend giving your bank or credit card company a call. They can give you a phone number. Where did you get our number?
I looked at my bank statement, and it's on my bank statement.
Okay.
So, and whoever did it charged it twice. They did it for April 17th, and then they did it again on 5/17. So that's why I was like, wait a minute, what is this? That's why I called you first, because I know I have been doing stuff online myself, but I wanted to make sure if it was me or not before I call and dispute it, because no. Right. And then you did it twice because it said a repeating charge.
Right. Now, can I have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged? Let's see if we can pull it up like that.
3543.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Okay, just a sec. There are several accounts that I need to kind of look through here. Bridges. So, yes, I'm not locating any account information that matches your name. So it's possible that there would be a different name on the account. Let me see if there's any further info that I can look up with. Okay. Have the first 6 digits?
The first what?
The first, I tell you what, we can look, we can't do it that way. Okay, I have the first 6 digits of the card. That would be like my last method of search. If we don't have it after that, you need to probably call your bank.
434769.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And there's no one else's name I could be looking for, maybe in the household or?
Not that I know of. You can try Ray Jones.
Okay, let's look under that really quick. You said the Ray, right?
RayJones.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a Ray Jones. Can you verify the address?
3609 Myrtle Avenue, apartment 1.
Would there be a P.O. box?
No.
Would there be a post office box? No. Okay. No, that's not it then. No, ma'am. I recommend contacting your bank or credit card company. See if they can give you any, you know, further info about the charges.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.